he was like, Jordan was like, man, if you don't bet on the Pistons making a half of a three-pointer, like, I already did. What do you mean? Like, why would I not bet on that?
All right. That's what we're using to start the show, episode 85, everybody. Speak like you should every day. Of topics, we probably won't even get through all of them, to be completely fair.
We're gonna try our best, too. We're gonna try. Chris is gonna be a little distracted, heavily invested in the first quarter of this Pistons game here.
Yeah, Chris has a lot of money riding on the Pistons Rockets. We can start there, actually. We've got NBA, obviously, huge UFC card coming up. We'll touch on that a little bit.
Huge card,
probably only get through the McGregor Poirier fight. We've got the divisional round or divisional championship round that we're going to go on as well.
Yes,
so
we do.
With all of that said, what's up, Chris?
Such a weird time we live in. Like, the New York Knicks are the number one defense in the entire NBA.
Yeah.
How?
It is wild.
How?
They're averaging, 102 points per game?
Yeah, that they're giving up.
They're on fire. You called it a couple weeks ago, man. You said the Knicks are actually a legit team.
Like, they're looking good. And it's like, they're still looking good. They're not really slowing down. They steamrolled Golden State last night. Like, they bully-balled them.
Yeah,
like, it was like, oh, wow, I thought Steph was going to show out. It was like, no.
Right. And, I mean, they're a 500 team.
Mm-hmm.
They've won, three straight now?
I think so.
But, I mean, they're looking a hell of a lot better than, last place team from last season.
Man, way, way better.
Right. How's RJ Barrett doing? How's he turning out?
He's actually pretty solid.
Is he kind of
lately.
The leader over there, or what's going on?
So, I'm not going to lie. When the Knicks broke my heart for the last time, I kind of stopped paying attention to him that seriously.
Right.
So that's why it caught me off guard how well that they've actually been playing this year. But RJ, he's actually averaging just under 18, 3.5 assists. His 3-point field goal percentage is horrendous. 23.5. Ooh.
Well, regardless, I mean, he's still young. He's putting his game together.
He is. It's down from last year, though.
Can you imagine if they ended up getting Zion, though?
Man.
What was that? Was that a lottery thing?
It was the lottery. Yep.
Because they were easily the worst team that year.
They easily
right?
were. And everybody was like, Zion comes to the Knicks. And I was like, if Zion came to the Knicks, I probably wouldn't have been too hurt by the Porzingis leaving thing.
Yeah.
And then they got RJ, and it was like, there's nothing wrong with RJ. It's not that he's a bad guy. It's just he's not Zion.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, Zion, I think it was just yesterday, tied Shaq in his first 40 games, getting 20-plus points. I think he hit, 29 of them yesterday.
Pretty high rate, pretty high clip that he's doing today.
Yeah, man. I mean, that's you're in high regards. Yeah. Especially scoring the way he is. I mean,
yep.
It's
I just want to see him stay healthy. That's really
it. He's definitely on the scene.
Yeah. My biggest thing with him is just stay healthy.
Right.
That's really it. Especially how he missed most of the first year and as much hype is invested into him.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, just stay healthy.
Yeah. I mean, they're not really winning right now, but.
Yeah.
I think they've actually had a couple of tough matchups recently, if I'm not mistaken. Speaking of defense, the Knicks are the best defense in basketball. You know that the Kings are on pace to be the worst defense in NBA history right now.
Sheesh. Luke Walton only can coach offense, I guess.
I mean, they're giving up like over 120 points per game. I think it's like 123
Jesus.
Per game or something. Ugh. Something crazy like that. I saw a stat the other day.
That's ugly.
Right.
Rough.
Big money. Sports betting is here in Michigan.
It is live.
Officially
live,
today,
baby.
We are live. Sure you saw the whole Barstool Sports guys here, for the big grand opening of it.
Man,
I mean, why wouldn't he be?
Yeah.
But, so Chris has a ton of money riding on the game tonight.
Man, we bet the farm, boys. We bet the farm on the Pistons. If they bite me, I'm done.
I mean.
At least until their next game.
They are, right. they are 3-point favorites, I believe. I think that was the last like updated stat line I saw. They're really? 3-point favorites against the Rockets.
I mean, and Houston isn't really a bad team. It's just
they're missing everybody tonight.
They are.
Christian Wood's out.
Oh, yeah. See,
John Wall's out.
Oh yeah.
Dante Exum.
Ooh, yeah, that's rough.
And
that's
Daniel
rough.
House Jr. He's doing the whole like self isolating thing.
Ah, yeah. See.
Yeah. They did, however, get Kevin Porter Jr. for a future second
rounder
from
saw
Cleveland.
That. That's a steal for them.
Right.
That is a steal.
Just for a random future second rounder.
Yeah. It's crazy, though, how that just happened out of nowhere. It was like, yeah, they gave up his locker, and he just flipped out and threw some food at a guy.
Yeah.
And they was like, yep, you got to go.
Yeah. We'll put you in Houston to replace Harden.
Right. And it's like, okay, why not?
Yeah. I mean, the only thing, I don't think he's going to play anytime soon, though.
Nah, it'll be maybe about a...
With all the COVID bullshit?
I think a week or so before he plays. Yeah. About a week, yeah.
But, I mean, with all the injuries they have, they're going to be...
Yeah, they're
going to
be
him. Out.
Yeah.
Let's see what else happened.
Speaking of, you know, how trades have occurred, the first sighting of the Brooklyn Big Three. I watched the whole game. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
And, yeah, Kyrie... for a guy that came back after, you know, kind of leaving the team high and dry with, you know, whatever personal reasons he did,
right.
As long as he did.
Right.
You know, you think a guy like that, okay, I'm not going to mess up the flow of these two guys. I'm going to ease my way back in because I haven't been here. No, Kyrie put up almost 30 shots.
He took 30 shots that game?
Almost 30 that game, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Yep.
He got shit on.
Dude, like, it was... Colin Sexton towards that, because the first half of the game, easily, it was CeeDee Osman just owning it for them.
Yeah.
But the fourth quarter in overtime,
oh my God.
Sexton just went apeshit. Like, dude.
I mean, he blocked Durant on a fast break, hit multiple threes in Kyrie's eye.
Dude! Like, he was just pulling up from wherever.
I mean, he beat him by himself, essentially, like,
kid
towards the end of the game.
Kid was balling, man. Right. I'm like, Jesus.
Right. I think they're, do they play them again?
Yeah, they played them again tonight. But KD's sitting out tonight because they have a back-to-back.
Okay, that's why Cleveland was favored. I was like, man, there's no way.
Yeah,
no
KD's
way sitting,
so, okay. You know, it is what it is there, but.
And Kyrie's, like, back-back?
Yeah, he's back-back. Okay. Like, you put up almost 30 shots your first game back. Yeah, you back. Yeah, he
sure.
Lit 28 shots he took.
Holy shit.
28.
What did he hit, like half? 15?
15, yeah. Yep. Yeah, KD took 25, and Harden only took 14.
Damn.
Well, yeah.
Harden's still trying to get his steps in.
Yep. He only had 21 that game, but, you know, it is
well,
what
he
it
started
is.
With the triple-double. I don't know if we talked about that. On the
actually, did he get a triple-double that game?
In the first game.
Well, no, this one. He did get a triple-double this game.
Yeah, man.
Yep, 21, 10, and 12.
In his debut with
yep,
Nets.
So he's basically averaging a triple-double since he's gotten there because he's putting them up damn
yeah.
near every night at this point.
Right.
Which, that works for them.
Yeah.
I honestly feel like, though, and some people may look at it like it's a crazy thing to say, but I feel like, honestly, if I were in that position, I would rather have Russell Westbrook over Kyrie because I feel like Russ will be more likely to defer to James and KD. And he'll give you so much with that triple-double threat of trying to get you boards and trying to get open guys. I honestly feel like that at this stage of their careers,
mm-hmm.
I do feel like it would have been better than the first time.
I mean, you saw how tough the West was when they were on a team
yeah.
in the beginning.
And that was before they all knew who they were as a player in full.
Right.
I think KD was the one that really knew what he was at the time as far as a player, and Westbrook
yeah.
was coming into his own. But
Harden
was just a sixth man, and yeah. he was fine with that role. And then, you know, it came time to where it was like, hey, you got to step up.
Yeah, and then he blew up to be one of the most prolific offensive players in the whole fucking sport.
Oh, yeah.
Is Josh Jackson playing? I heard he was probable.
I don't know. He's not a starter, though, so, you know. Well, they do got Oladipo and Eric Gordon, at least. So
oh, okay.
They've got some help,
yeah,
you know.
A little firepower there.
A little firepower. PJ Tucker, I guess.
Staying on topic, Killian Hayes. He avoided like the season ender.
Yeah, but it's 2 months, was it?
Yeah, he's probably gonna miss like the next 7-8 weeks.
Yep. So it is what it is.
Damn, who is that?
Boogie Cousins.
Marcus Cousins.
Boogie Cousins with the three.
Did he just completely write off using DeMarcus or?
I always called him Boogie Cousins.
I know,
it's
but
just,
like even in the if you look in like stat lines, doesn't it say Boogie Cousins?
It does. Like a lot of people just call him Boogie Cousins. Yeah. Oh,
He like freaked out on Harden about the whole way that he left.
Oh yeah, rightfully so.
Yeah.
Three. Oh, yep. I thought I had it already.
So, wait, does any team have to hit it or
the Pistons? Okay. Yeah, but I mean, are they gonna miss every three this game?
They're not gonna go 0-30.
If so, then you know what? I deserve to lose that.
You just shouldn't bet anymore,
dude. I literally told everybody when I made this bet, like, if I lose these two bets, I do not deserve to ever bet, and it's just karma, just yeah. Basically, you know, telling me it's a sign.
Yeah. All right. So Blake Griffin has kind of been a topic of ours for a couple of years now.
Ooh, it's been rough.
But there's a video that surfaced online. It was against the Hawks, right? It was the Hawks announcer.
It was the Heat. It was against Miami.
It was the Heat. You're right.
And they were actually pummeling Miami that game too.
Right.
Yeah.
But this guy, the announcer for Miami here, we'll play like a short clip of it. I'm not going to play the whole 2 minutes.
It's brutal,
but
man.
But this guy is just bashing Blake Griffin. Duh. Hang on, let me get set up here. Out of Oklahoma, averaging a listen to what he says about Blake Griffin the whole time.
Even though Blake Griffin scored only 3 points and took just 2 shots on the first half, it's a different Blake Griffin these days. Oh, another strand. And Wayne Ellington each have 15 for the Pistons. Is Blake Griffin almost an afterthought right now? He's one of three.
He's just shitting on him, dude. Just
Jesus Christ, man. Like,
Duncan Robinson.
All right, I think we've heard enough. Like, yeah. It's literally just 2 minutes of that.
Dude, I saw some crazy stat. Like, out of all of his attempts on shots this year,
yeah.
I think it was like 300 or so attempts. Oh, he just took his cookies. Ooh, Oladipo, you filthy for that.
All right.
Yeah, good play. But no, like, it was like for almost all of the attempts that he's taken, not one has been a dunk.
Really?
And it was like at least 300 shots attempted. Not a single one has been a dunk yet.
Wow.
And it's weird because I've been noticing it for the last few years, like going to Pistons games. You'll see Blake look like he's about to go up there and dunk it because he's on a break or something. And he just lay up.
Yeah.
Like he doesn't, I don't know if he's scared that his knees are just that gone or what, but.
Maybe. I mean, maybe it's a lot of stress, you know, yeah, landing like weird. Some guy trying to block you, you go down hard. You know, it's a number of things that
it
could just be a mental thing where he just doesn't want to go up and do it. But
it could be.
I mean, he has completely converted, you know, into like, you know, kind of a deep spread the floor forward.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he controls the ball. You've seen it in Detroit, you know, where he's the one pushing the ball up the court,
yeah,
commanding the offense.
Pretty much. And then as you say it, look who's pushing the ball up court now.
Mm-hmm.
I thought he was going to shoot that Blake three.
But the only thing with
Chris
wins his bet. He already
the first
covered
one. All right, let's get this second one. We just need a few more points.
But I mean, the only thing with Blake Griffin is like this guy's shitting on him. Like, you know, this is 5 years in the making. Like, I mean, last season he only played in what 20 games?
Yeah,
and was out for essentially the rest of the year due to injury.
Yep.
This season, I mean, it's kind of a rocky start after missing an entire year. Plus, they didn't, you know, come back after
exactly.
The whole quarantine thing. So, I mean, you can't really judge him off of just, you know, what are we, 10,
like,
15 games
in? And then,
in?
Too, everybody's been rusty. It's just,
right.
To be fair, Blake's the only one that I've seen that's still that rusty. Even guys that have been sitting longer. So, it's like, you know, you got to snap out of it at some point. I honestly feel, because his scoring average so far on the year, he's averaging... Yeah, 13.3. I honestly feel like he'll get it up to 15 max.
I mean, maybe because
he's going to have to go on like a 40-point tear to get that up to 20, where he's just averaging 40 for like a couple of weeks straight.
Right. Because how many games are they playing this year? Like 50-something or 60-something?
I think it's 72. They're trying to do 72, but you know what? It's going to happen.
They're going to cancel a bunch of games.
Like they're all because they keep rescheduling Washington games.
Right.
And it's to the point now, it's like, dude, you're not going to be able to fit these games in because you're not going to have 5 games in 7 days.
Yeah, I mean, there's 2 games that are canceled tonight. There's supposed to be 13 games on tonight. There's only 11. And there's I guarantee you, next week,
dude, they're
going
to
see
do
something
like,
come out. They're going to come out and say
it's
something
gonna be
about
like
canceling
baseball.
Games. Exactly.
Like, winning percentage is going to dictate it.
Right.
So, you know.
They're going to have to address it. They just keep canceling the
they
games.
They just keep trying to push it out. But it's like, dude, and it's really their fault. And everybody keeps thinking they just need to go back to a bubble. But no, it's greed on the part of, like, prime example, how I mentioned with the whole, you know, Brooklyn thing. KD sitting out because they have a back-to-back.
Right.
But you were just in Cleveland, you know, for the last 4 or 5 days because you had a back-to-back series against them.
Mm-hmm.
Why not just play those games against them back-to-back on back-to-back nights?
Right.
And then go to the next city. Like, what sense does it make? Okay, we play with these guys. Boom, now we on another back-to-back. Because
mm-hmm.
if by some unfortunate, you know, luck, somebody from the Cavs has COVID, they catch it, and then they spread it to you. Because you're playing that back-to-back, now you're stupidly spreading it even more.
Yeah. And I'm pretty sure, like, the whole wait for COVID thing is still, like, 10 days or something, right?
I think so, yeah.
I don't know. They're going to have to come out and address it. They are. Guaranteed next week, because it's going to cancel more games.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It just seems silly. They're handling it wrong. Obviously, yeah. Nobody wants to be in the bubble, but...
But, you know, but the thing is, and I do feel like the bubble thing, it's two-part... Like, trying to not push to the bubble, I get it. Because it's going to be a lot to coordinate it. But they don't need a bubble. They just need to be smarter with scheduling.
Right.
And players just need to be responsible.
Right,
which
right.
The players can be responsible. I do kind of trust that. They just have to be smarter with scheduling. Like, mm-hmm. I get you don't want to, you know. And then you're sitting here saying, you know, you don't want to run guys into the ground. But you're doing just that with the way you're compressing it.
Exactly.
You shouldn't even have done 72 games. You could have really done 50 or
half,
so. Like
yeah.
55 at the max.
100%.
Hey.
What else happened in basketball? Did you see the thing the other day where Draymond literally got ejected for yelling at his own teammate?
Oh, yeah, it was just last night. Yep.
Was it last
night? Yep,
okay.
Just last night.
Bro, like, I saw that and I'm just
and the NBA came out and said, we're sorry, we were sending tech.
They resent. Oh, okay.
Yeah, so technically it doesn't count towards his suspension count if he were to get suspended.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Man. One team I want to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
They've won, what, 7 in a row now?
Mm-hmm.
Second place in the West. Hottest team in basketball, in my opinion. I mean, obviously, you got, you know, LeBron dropping 36 points on the Lakers and shit
right.
like that. But the Jazz. Utah has been steamrolling good teams.
Man.
And, I mean, they got hot. And you were talking to me about the whole Shaq to Donovan Mitchell.
Dude,
his fucking
like,
comment there. Here, we can pull that up and play it real quick.
I hate it so much. I really do.
Like, the nerve of him to say that, you know, like.
I said tonight that you are one of my favorite players, but you don't have what it takes to get to the next level. I said it on purpose. I wanted you to hear it. What do you have to say about that?
All
right. Right. All
right.
I mean, that's
right. Like, it's like, all right, we good.
The
really?
Fuck are you talking about, dude? Like,
man.
He's the one taking the shot for the Jazz in the playoffs. You know,
yep.
A game on the line, season on the line.
Yeah.
You know, it's to Donovan Mitchell. He got him all the way there. Jazz has been a good team since he's been there.
Yep.
But
he's
yeah,
literally
man,
putting the team on his back, bro.
Right. They're hot. He's playing great. I mean, the whole team is just gelling right now. They're on
yeah.
fire. They're beating good teams. Definitely a team to look out for. And you don't really hear a lot of people talking about him as of right now, which I think is completely undeserved. I feel like they need all the attention right now.
Man, really.
But you know how the NBA works. If you got a superstar, then, you know, like Brooklyn, LA,
yep.
both LAs, you know, those are the teams we're going to hear about.
Oh, yeah. All day, every day.
Right. A lot of it has happened, you know, in football. We got the divisional championship games coming up this weekend.
It's
got
be big.
But, I mean, offseason has already started.
Oh, yeah. It's already started. I mean, you've got coach jobs filling up, which... Unfortunately, not a single black head coach will be hired in this realm. And
there's really not one?
Dude, so far there have not been any. The only chance left is, I think, the Houston job. Yeah.
That's insane.
Yep.
How is that even possible?
Man.
Right?
Like, it's crazy to think that that's really how this is playing out. Like
yeah,
really?
I don't understand that one. I heard guys talking about that on the radio a little bit.
Mm.
And
I do got my FanDuel's there now. The money's there on FanDuel.
Fucking money, dude.
So when you log in, it should be there.
Oh, I didn't do FanDuel.
Oh, you didn't do that one?
No.
Oh, dude, they were giving out 100 on that one. Yeah.
Well, goddamn, Chris.
I thought I told you.
Maybe you did. I don't know.
You might be able to still sign up and get it though.
Really?
Because I think it was like their startup promotion.
Okay.
I look into it. Because, dude, I told you, the billboard has been like even down 75. They got the billboard down there.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, sign up.
And they're trying to get us all just entrenched in their little gambling
yeah.
world.
Man.
Chris is going to come over here fucking sweating bullets every Friday.
Miles, I got a new one.
Yeah, man.
Standing, like, we're going to have a board up and be like Charlie on this Always Sunny. So this is it. The parlay is this guy does that, that one does that, this one does that, right. And then this one does this.
Yeah. He's, like, mix, how much he's does mixing it pay? Sports.
Next thing you know, I'm mixing MMA and politics.
Yeah, exactly. It's like McGregor has a first round knockout, Cabrera gets a hit, and Blake Griffin hits 3 3-pointers, and I win 1,000.
Right.
But
one more point.
Coaching change.
Uh-huh.
Dan Campbell is the head coach of the Lions. I think we already talked about it a little bit last week.
We did, because we knew. Started my rant last week, yeah, to start up the episode. Right. And, you know, PC principle coming here.
I mean, for him to get the job.
I just don't get it. There we go. Money.
There,
yes.
You go. Is that game?
Yes.
All right. All right. So, Dan Campbell. I mean, obviously, he's taking over from Matt Patricia. I don't hate it. Actually, I do kind of hate it.
I do.
I wanted Bieniemy.
And you know why?
Actually,
I
wanted Saleh, but
I wanted Saleh too. I wanted Saleh. In my honest opinion, the whole time, Saleh 1A, Bieniemy 1B.
Right.
That's how I looked at it.
Exactly.
And it, you know, like, it's crazy to think of it the way I'm thinking of it too, because, dude, realistically, that should have been your two choices. So this looks like one of those panic situations where you waited until after the Super Bowl. Your guy decided he wanted to stay where he was at, mm-hmm, and you just hired whoever.
Yeah. You're like, just give me the first white guy.
My problem with this hire is nobody was looking at Dan Campbell as a head coaching candidate.
Right.
So you could have waited for Bieniemy to become available.
Absolutely.
You could have waited for that in-person interview. There is no reason whatsoever why you rushed to hire this guy.
Yeah, nobody wanted New Orleans tight end coach.
And then even with Philly. You know, hiring a coach, they did.
Yeah, they did take, like, Indy's
offensive coordinator. And it's like, I don't remember hearing his name brought up in head coaching candidacies, and he wasn't on the Lions' radar. So you didn't have to rush to hire this guy.
Right.
Like, what are you doing? To me, the Dan Campbell thing looks like, you know what the Dan Campbell thing looks like to me?
What?
We'll get a guy that's going to come in. He's a familiar face to the community. And, you know, we know we're in a rebuild. We're going nowhere. So rather than waste the time of another coach, let's bring in this guy. Just ride out this tank. That's what it looks like to me.
Yeah. I mean, they have to do it properly. Like, really,
like, he looks like a transition coach. Like how with the Sixers, with Brett Brown, how I was saying for the longest.
Yeah.
Brett Brown was really supposed to be the rebuild coach.
Right.
And they were going to get another guy when, you know, it hit the point and they just – he luckily got them hot one year and they just didn't turn it off.
Mm-hmm.
And so he wound up still in that position until last year.
Right. And I mean, with Dan Campbell, I agree with you. I think it does feel like that, but I think it's up to, you know, Brad Holmes to really, mm-hmm, lock that in. I think the only way you really turn it around is by getting rid of Stafford immediately.
Realistically.
Just
and try to get Trey Lance.
Embrace the tank, take a quarterback early, you know, yeah, get a guy who could turn out to be somebody for you. You know, you could get another Herbert, you know.
All right, I'm about to put 50 on Kyrie and Harden to
Chris, lock it in
to score 60 plus.
He's over here. Wait, just placing multiple bets. What's the bet?
Kyrie and Harden to score 60 plus.
KD's out?
Yeah.
Who are they playing?
They're playing the Cavs again.
Yeah, run it. Wait, to score 60 plus? Yeah. Run that.
Yeah, because
100%
I mean,
run.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm doing it.
Why
I'm
wouldn't you?
It. Yeah.
They're going to shoot it 40 times.
Oh, yeah. Totally. All right. 50 buck bet. Why not?
There you go. So, yeah, I would have rather 100%. I mean, in terms of just, like, you know, what they've proved on paper, give me Bieniemy all day.
Yep.
Regardless of if he's the one calling the plays or if Andy Reid's the guy. You know?
Yeah.
Like, Bieniemy, granted, he's got the best quarterback in the league, but.
Yep.
Best quarterback in the history of the league, but I mean, he's doing it right over there. You know, they've got weapons who stand out because they're finding these weapons and they're putting their pieces in the places where they need to be to flourish. I don't know. I just don't like the idea of just bringing in this guy, though. Like,
I don't either.
Here's his press conference. We'll play the 30 seconds of it. I actually
don't
haven't
remind
heard
me.
It. This is the first time hearing it.
Oh, God. Like, it's just. I hate it here. I want to go home.
Can you even hear it?
Can you?
More shots to knock us down, all right? And on the way up, we're going to take your other kneecap, and we're going to get up, and then it's going to take 3 shots to get us down.
All right, well, he's talking about fucking taking shots and kneecaps. He sounds like a guy who just went, who's 0-12.
Yeah.
To be completely fair.
Dude, I was like, I laughed at it because I was like, we getting back to the Sioux days.
Right.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. No, man. I mean, if you watch, like, some of these rebuilds, though, look at Cleveland, for instance, right?
Yep.
They went 0-16.
Yeah.
3 years later, they won a playoff game.
Like, literally. We're a play away from actually, you know, being in a conference championship, if you, like, look at it.
Right. Right. San Francisco, you know, another team.
Yep.
Tanked hard.
Yep.
Another easy turnaround. Miami, another team. Turned it around.
Yep.
And then for Detroit, they hired the wrong coach. I mean, if it works out, it works out. I'd love to be wrong. But I just think you go and get the guy who's got the resume where it's like, okay, this is the right pick.
This is
what everybody wants.
This is the guy who you need to go after.
Right. Bringing in the tight end guy from New Orleans just doesn't seem like the right move.
Yep.
I mean, I'm always the guy that's like, you got to kind of, I just wait to see it. I don't really pay too much attention to the press conferences and all the early hype and all that shit. Like, I want to see how your team performs on game day. I'm a stats guy, you know?
Yep.
I've always been like that. Don't,
oh, Danny
don't
cashed
pay
me out. That was quick.
All right, Chris is in the betting world over there.
Hey, man, look. I'm loving it.
All right,
I'm
what else we got?
This. Yeah.
We got, oh, yeah, speaking of Lions head coaches, Patricia's back in New England.
Yeah, real quick.
Real
went back
quick.
Home real quick. Yeah. He was like, Daddy, college didn't work out so well. Can I come back home?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, though, the thing that I sent you the other day, I was really hoping that happened. I was really hoping Philly would have took McDaniels and Patricia went there to reunite with Slay. Just to see them, because you know what would have happened? That would have been on Hard Knocks.
Oh, for real? Philly's Hard Knocks this year?
No, it would have been, I feel like. At that point, the NFL would have had no choice.
That.
Like, dude, let's get this in here quick.
Oh, dude, there's no fucking chance that Patricia is going to Philly. Slay will literally quit.
He
will
retire
from
at that point. Like, nope, I'm out of here. I left to get away from him.
Okay, I'm not going to lie. I literally did not put two and two together when you said that. I thought you were just talking about McDaniels and Patricia being reunited.
Oh, no.
I didn't even think about Slay until you just said that.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Dude, even everybody around the league, like, when I saw, like, NFL players commenting on that rumor, they're like, dog, Slay going to be pissed.
Slay would have literally retired, dude.
That's probably why they went the direction they did for coach, honestly.
Yeah.
Like, we don't want to take this chance. We sorry, Josh.
Well, I mean, McDaniels, he would have no choice but to not bring in Patricia.
Yeah, absolutely.
If he got that job.
Absolutely.
Is he still in New England?
Yeah, he is offensive coordinator. Oh, did you see who actually got hired, though, as offensive coordinator at Bama?
Who?
Bill O'Brien.
No shit.
Yeah, he's the new Bama offensive coordinator. So give it about 2-3 years. He'll have another coaching job, probably in college. But, you know, he'll have another coaching job in 2 or 3 years because
right. Those
Bama coordinators get caught up for jobs like clockwork.
Houston's going to bring him back.
Oh, God. You know what, Bill?
Right after. They're like, well, he's not the guy who traded Watson.
I wouldn't say that he was the worst coach. He was just a horrible GM. He could have been a better coach.
Let's be fair, man. They had a team that should have gone far into the playoffs.
Yeah.
And he literally ruined it for no reason either.
Yep.
Like, they had a good structure. Like, maybe Hopkins didn't like him. He didn't like Hopkins. Who knows what it was. They had a good team. They had a good defense to go along with a great pass attack, to say the least.
Yeah.
They never really had a run game, but I don't know. Speaking of which, Deshaun Watson, did you see what he's likely to draw?
Where?
3 first-round picks.
Oh, yeah. Dude, like, honestly, and Richard Sherman was like, if I'm him, I would try to go to the Jets. The Jets are really the best-suited location that could land them because they've got the draft capital, but not only that. It's really, to me, it comes down between the Jets and the Dolphins. Those are the two teams that I feel will have a decent enough draft capital to make that move. And the Jets actually have 2 draft picks in the first round this year, so they could afford
Again?
To flip that. Yeah, they could afford
what
to flip that
hell?
Early pick.
They had 3 last year. Right? Was it three they had last year?
Was it three that they just had?
Or they had like eight in the first two or three rounds or something crazy like
Might
that?
Might have been. But
I think they had three last year.
But they've got the prime positioning where it could work. You know? And yeah. Realistically, you get those receivers healthy, you know, sure up. You definitely have to sure up that offensive line, though. You definitely 100%. Have to sure that up.
Yeah, you don't send Watson into another Houston situation.
Because, I mean, just look at what Jamison Crowder did with Darnold unable to do anything, with Flacco unable to do much.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for a good chunk of the season, he was dominating week in, week out.
15 targets a game.
Yeah.
I think there was one where he got like 20 or 20, exactly. 21 or something crazy like that.
Like, it was just ridiculous.
Right.
You put up a few more weapons with that, you're good.
Yeah, man.
You could honestly have a future.
No Adam Gase.
You're going to have Robert Saleh bringing the best out of that team, too, because that's a guy that's a motivator.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, I think Richard Sherman's contract might be coming up with
San Fran.
He probably going to try to sign with the Jets just to follow Saleh.
Right.
Because the way he's been campaigning for him like crazy, and
the
fact he's trying to recruit Deshaun to go there,
right.
I think that's where Sherman's going.
It may be. You might be onto something.
And, I mean, even if he's not going to be as productive, dude, to mentor those guys and be a leader on your defense,
yeah, it's
Richard
Sherman's
a
Sherman.
Hell of a leader.
I mean,
like, I'll give him that.
I think he's already certified himself as a Hall of Fame cornerback.
Oh, yeah, easily.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, just based off of what he's done.
And, I mean, to still be as good as he is after an Achilles injury,
mm-hmm.
because that's usually the death note of any, you know, athlete.
Right.
When you have to be athletic.
Yeah. And especially where he's at in terms of, like, his, you know, his
and
age.
You know, in all honesty, I expected him to get moved to safety when he came back from the Achilles. I honestly expected that to happen.
You think so?
I thought it was going to happen. I thought it was going to be the case because I thought he wasn't going to have that same, you know, impact.
Mm-hmm.
Moving to safety where he could still be contributing.
Yeah.
But he proved me wrong. I'm glad he proved me wrong.
Right. No, I mean, you might be onto something there. Maybe that's what he's doing, recruiting for the Jets.
Yeah,
he's going to finish out
in
New York.
Why not? And it's a good market, too. He's smart about his money.
Yeah. Speaking of comeback players, you see Alex Smith got the award for comeback player of the year?
He deserves it.
100%.
I mean, the way he came back. Yeah,
it's not even like he played the whole season.
Nope.
You know, it's not even like, but what he did, he came back in such like an impactful time for that team to like come back and put him in a position to make it to the playoffs.
Yeah.
I mean, Washington was a playoff team.
They really were.
I mean, look at them as far as like teams that I was talking about for turnarounds.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they've got a solid, more than solid, one of the best defensive lines in the league.
Yep.
A good defense behind it.
Yep.
And I mean, you know, they started getting things rolling on offense. Gibson, McKissick.
Realistically, I feel like they need a quarterback that can take a gamble.
Yeah, and they need some wideouts,
really,
too.
That's really what it is.
They need some wideouts, too.
Yeah, but you know what? Sims was coming along towards the later part of the season. I'll give him that.
Yeah.
But I really feel like what it comes down to is just they keep trying to keep, you know, game managers because that's why Heineke was looking so good. He wasn't just a game manager. He was trying to make plays.
Right,
you need
man.
A quarterback that's not scared to make plays.
Man, he looked good in that
he
playoff
really
game.
He really looked good, dude. Like,
he might be the guy.
He could potentially be.
Right.
Like, that's really what they need. They need a guy that's not scared to take those risks because, you know, I think with Haskins was so scared, I'm going to lose the job if I take too many risks. And
mm-hmm.
he still turned it over.
Mm-hmm.
Alex Smith is, you know, he played, but he's still, you know, recovering. So he's still, good block.
Oh, shit.
He's still a little gun shy.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, like, you've got to. Oh, yeah, Josh Jackson is playing. That was him on the block.
Yeah.
But, like, you've got to have a guy that's not scared to have that gunslinger mentality.
Right. No, I agree. Heineke, he looked like a guy who's ready to take some chances. The only thing you don't want is, like, to have, like, a Kyle Orton situation, you know?
Yeah.
You bring in a guy, he looks flashy, plays great in a couple games, and then it's like, this is why you were a backup.
Yeah.
Yeah. What else? Most improved player of the year, Josh Allen. I mean, it's not even close.
Yeah.
Like,
dude, it's really taking strides. Because I knew he was going to keep getting better.
Yeah.
But he looks so much better this year.
And
Stephon
I mean,
Diggs was such a good pickup for them.
Absolutely. We said that before the season started. We're like, man, like Stephon Diggs is going to be the best addition to any team that
we've
seen.
What's crazy about it, though, is that with that trade for Diggs, they would have had Justin Jefferson if they would have just stuck with the pick. So it's like you won either way.
Right.
You really won either way it goes.
Because they would have taken him there.
Yeah, they would have taken him there. Like, that. Either way it goes, you win that trade. Both teams won.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's that was not a bad trade at all on either side. It looks like a bad trade at first from Minnesota's standpoint.
Right.
But seeing how Jefferson came on the scene,
I love Herbert. Looks the part. Dude's mm-hmm. going to be a big part of the NFL, future of the NFL, right? Yeah. I think Justin Jefferson should win Rookie of the Year.
Yeah. Yeah, because the way he just dominated.
Dominated,
and
dude.
He had to play against some pretty good corners in this season, too.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like he had light work.
Mm-hmm. And, I mean, he was spotlighted as the guy. Like, Thielen had a great year.
He had
Don't
a great year,
but Justin Jefferson
was the one that was making the big plays.
Right.
And it's like, we have to shut down Justin Jefferson.
Right. And, like, I was saying early on in the season, I'm like, man, this reminds me of, like, rookie year Odell.
Mm-hmm.
That's, like, he put up 1,400 yards, same as Odell. I think he might have actually caught more touchdowns, if I'm not mistaken. Like, Justin Jefferson had a fucking year, man.
Yeah.
You know?
Crazy.
Mm. Hank Aaron passed away.
Unfortunately.
That sucks.
R.I.P. to the legend.
Yeah, man. He's still number one for most home runs, right?
I think Barry Bonds,
I think he passed him, but it's a big asterisk.
But it's
there.
The asterisk there, so, you know, it is.
Which doesn't
it
make sense, man.
It like, doesn't. Because, dude, it's like... Okay, yeah, you got stronger.
Barry Bonds
but
was...
there's no steroid that can work for the hand-eye coordination it takes to be a baseball player, in my personal opinion.
Dude, I'll take steroids for the next 6 months, and I guarantee you...
You
I
still
won't
ain't
going to
hit a Verlander fastball.
I will not hit a 90-mile-an-hour fastball out of
no,
the ballpark.
No.
Like, now, granted, I'm not a professional baseball player who's
exactly.
used to seeing this stuff, and like... But Barry Bonds, man, he was in the era,
mm-hmm.
right?
Everyone was doing it.
Everyone was doing it, yeah. And he was great. He was hitting home runs prior to even taking steroids.
Exactly. He didn't even need them.
Right.
That's the scary part.
Yeah, man.
You know what, though? Since we are on the topic of guys that, you know, have asterisks next to their name, and we did mention the whole sports betting becoming more widespread legal.
Yeah.
Bro, free Pete Rose. Just fucking lift the ban.
Chris, you've really become an advocate for Pete Rose,
dude,
on this show.
Because it's like just lift the ban. Like,
I think once a month you come on this show and say free Pete Rose.
Yeah. Like, dude, just let him out. Let him free.
Oh, man.
The man deserves it.
Literally once a month, this guy.
I'm going to write a letter to the MLB like, hey, free Pete Rose,
hey,
bro.
Host of Buddy's podcast here.
Right.
I've got a big dilemma on my show, and it's the fact that Pete Rose is still banned from baseball.
Yeah, like, just let him in, man.
Yeah,
let him
man.
In. Dude. Did you, so you watched, thing, that podcast that Calvin was on?
I didn't, no, I didn't get the chance, and I meant to, I didn't. Fill everybody in.
So it wasn't, it wasn't so bad, you know, he was just basically saying how his last year, he told the receivers before, like, at training camp, this is it.
Really?
He said he told the receivers. He didn't tell everybody, but he told the receivers because, you know, that was his group. Like,
who'd they have at the time? Tate?
It was Tate. Who else was it?
That was before Jones. So it was Tate. Ryan Broyles. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, don't even remind me of Ryan Broyles.
TJ Jones.
Yeah. Who else was it? I forget.
Oh, man. Who do we I got to look it up now. What year was
but
it?
Like, he basically told them.
Or it was 2015, wasn't
mm-hmm.
it?
Like, he told them all at the start of the season, yeah, this is it. And then they got to the end of the season. Like, he was like, throughout the whole season, they like, yeah, you joking. You ain't going nowhere. You going to be back here next year with us. It's cool.
Yeah.
And he was even saying, like, week after week, he just started noticing more and more as he's warming up. He like, I can't do this much longer. Like,
yeah,
this is it. Like, this really is it. Like, he said he was, when he first said he was just thinking about it. But as the season rolled on, he realized, no, that's it. That's it for me.
Wow,
I gotta
crazy.
Walk away. And he said it wasn't really a point where it was because the Lions were that bad that he didn't see a hope, because everybody was trying to paint the narrative, you know, he just gave up on them because he saw no point. That wasn't the case, because
yeah.
as he mentioned, he was there with Caldwell when they went 9-7.
Right.
So he was on a winning team, a team that was on the up and up, and then I think they went 7-9 the year after.
Yeah.
Which wasn't that bad.
Right.
So it's like, you know, you're not that far off. His body was tired, and he knew it was time to just step away from it.
I mean, you could kind of see it in his body language
yeah.
in that season.
Yep.
was he still a dominant player?
Oh, yeah. He still was. Yeah, by a light long shot.
Right. And I mean, could he probably have went longer if he was really into it?
Like if his body was still there and his heart was still in it. And that's the thing that I kind of appreciate about him mentioning it too.
Yeah.
Like he basically was telling everybody, my heart wasn't in it anymore. Mm-hmm. So I walked away. And it's like, if your heart not in it, then by all means, like, because you're either putting it in a position where people are going to clown you because they're like, oh, you're not that good anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Or you're putting yourself in a position to get hurt. And it's not something that you really want to do.
Right.
And then you're just going to have to live with that regret and be like, oh, well, now I got to hobble around because this is, you know, something that I decided I'm just continue doing because I just felt like I was obligated to.
Right. And I mean, Calvin could have been, you know, the kind of player where, you know, like how Julio Jones is still just every single season you expect it. I mean, he could have done that for probably 2-3 more years.
Yeah.
If he was really into it. He had a good quarterback, you know, same with like Julio's situation. They got Matt Ryan.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like they're, you know, hiking out rookies out there.
Right.
So at the time they had, it was Golden Tate, TJ Jones, Lance Moore. You remember that?
They brought in Lance Moore
from New Orleans.
They did.
Corey Fuller.
Really?
Yeah. And I think you can't really chuck it up as Joique Bell was a wide receiver. We all know Joique Bell.
We know.
Can you believe he went to Wayne State right down the street from the stadium? Remember
he
that
did?
Every single game, dude.
Oh, my God.
Shut the fuck
That's
up.
That's such a good fact.
It's just like the whole fucking Stafford Kershaw thing. Dude,
man,
we know.
Like, we know. We get it.
We know.
Okay, God.
Also, the Packers GM, Ted Thompson, passed away.
Yeah, very unfortunate.
In his last month of the job, do you know what type of moves this guy made in his last month of the job? He extended Devontae Adams, I think for another 5 years when he made that move. Re-signed their center, who's still playing, and...
Yep.
Honestly, dude, Green Bay might have the best offensive line I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And he signed...
It's going to be tested this weekend, though.
And he signed an undrafted free agent by the name of Robert Tonyan.
Never heard of a guy.
That was all in the last month of his time in the job.
Yep. And how are those working out right now?
Right.
Well, one got robbed out of a Pro Bowl by Evan Engram.
Evan Engram made the Pro Bowl?
Yeah, you didn't know? Dude, people were livid that
what?
Evan Engram made the Pro Bowl and Robert Tonyan did not.
Uh-oh.
He's good.
Okay.
Yeah. They just got tangled up. That's all that was. Yeah. But yeah, like people were
how
legit
How the hell
pissed.
Did he win the Pro Bowl? Or how the hell did he make the Pro Bowl?
Votes.
What, fan votes and they just only come out of New York?
I guess so. New Yorkers, they got to get that Engram in there.
I guess.
Like, oh, man.
Did he even play in every game this year?
I don't
like
think
that
so.
Would make sense. Like if you played 16 games, like hey man, you showed up for work. Here you go.
That ain't enough. Tonyan played every
like
game.
It. Seems like it.
Tonyan played every game.
There's no way. Let me see this.
This
I think
must
he's
be funny, guys.
I think he's lucky to crack 800 yards this year. Okay. He played in 16 games. He started 14 of them. He had 109 targets, right?
Mm-hmm.
Caught 63 for 654 yards and one touchdown. How the hell do you make the Pro Bowl?
I got nothing.
Whatever system they're using needs to be switched back next year. Hockenson made the Pro Bowl, right?
He did, but he deserved it. He damn deserved it.
Tonyan did not make the Pro Bowl?
Yes, Tonyan
okay,
did
that's,
not.
That's just a complete sniv. Oh boy! Speaking of Tonyan and the boys, we got the Bucks at the Packers.
Oh yeah, you know money was on the Pistons to win this game.
holy shit! I told you earlier. I said all the Vegas money. I said the percentage of bets are on the Pistons. The Vegas money is on the Rockets.
Man,
Jesus Christ.
They covered my spreads, though.
I guess.
That's all that matters.
Yeah,
Chris. That's all that matters right now.
What do they call those? The what bets?
What?
The ones where it's like just like, no, like the side bet stuff.
Oh, yeah.
What do they call that? Hey, guys, we're a day into betting here, so we don't really know all of
I'm learning everything
what
here.
What the hell are they called, man? It's like one word. It's like slip bets or something.
Fuck, I can't think of it. I'm losing it here.
I can't find it.
We'll call it side bet.
Yeah, the side bets. There's something. There's like a name. I think it starts with an S too.
Or swing bet.
No, it's like a weird word you never hear unless it's you're talking about betting. Anywho.
Oh, good block.
Yeah, Chris is over here betting these, leaving the over-under, the line. He's leaving all that off the table.
Hey, man, look.
But, yeah, so this is the first time that we've seen.
Oh, good block.
Close enough to it. You know in, like, the 13 years that they've played together at the same time, Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers never played in Super Bowl together?
Yeah, they never did. So this is a dream for the NFL right now.
I mean, this is essentially, like, as close as we're going to get.
Mm-hmm.
We'll probably see it again next year, but
we might. Yeah,
I mean, this is as close as we're getting to Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers Super Bowl.
Yeah,
prop bets. That's the name of it. Prop bets.
Prop bets. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's crazy though. Like that's really all those times Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady should have met in a few Super Bowls.
Yeah.
And dude, like they did a thing of like it was like conference champions, pretty much over the last decade. And it was, like, ridiculous where basically every single year, New England.
Yeah.
On the AFC.
Yeah.
And at least half of the time on the AFC, on the NFC, it was Green Bay. And I think the Rams were second. Or was it
New
Orleans?
No, it had to be New Orleans.
Was New Orleans or it was someone.
Or Seattle, like, maybe.
Was it Seattle?
It's
got
to be Seattle.
Because it was one of those. And I'm like, wow, really?
Yeah, it's got to be either Seattle or New Orleans, I think, is like the number one seed going into the season or going into the playoffs.
Let me see here. Yeah, because like the NFC, let's see, you had Green Bay and then New Orleans and then Minnesota and then Green Bay again. Green Bay. No, Seattle, I think it was.
Yeah,
was second.
It's got to be Seattle, yeah.
Yeah, because Seattle made it twice. Wow. Yeah. No, it was the Niners. That was it. Because the Niners have actually made it about three times in the last decade.
Huh.
Yeah. Because remember, the Harbaugh time.
Yeah. With
to start
Smith
off the decade.
And Kaepernick and
yep.
That defense.
Yep. And then you turn over to now, you know, Shanahan.
Yeah. What year did the Niners play the Ravens?
That was that 13 or was that 2012?
I think it was a little bit later. I think it was 2012. And then they went back to the Super Bowl last year. It's crazy, man.
No, wait, that year was Falcons Patriots. It was
a year after, or
it was
year before that.
Yeah, it was the 2012 Super Bowl, so 2011-2012 season.
Yeah. Yep.
Man.
No, but yeah, and I saw this stat.
And they made it 3 years in a row.
Who,
actually.
Green Bay?
No, the Niners.
Oh, shit.
Because they, yeah.
No, they didn't make the Super Bowl 3 years in a row.
Well, not the Super Bowl, but the conference championship.
Oh, okay. Yeah they did. Yeah,
like,
they did.
Wow.
Yeah, man.
And
they
think they were in a rebuild.
Wait, what?
They were technically in a rebuild, like, right as Shanahan got there. And they're right back into it.
I know, man.
Like,
that's what I was saying. You see teams like San Francisco and Cleveland and all these guys, like.
You know?
It's so crazy. That's what I was saying earlier. You know, you look at somebody from a Lions fan standpoint.
Exactly.
You see San Francisco turn it around so quick.
Mm-hmm.
It's just embarrassing. Like, you have to trade your quarterback. Like, this happens with teams all the time.
And I unfortunately thought about it because, you know how I was saying last week, my entire life I've never seen the Lions win a single playoff game. My brother decided to raise me one and say, I have. And then I thought about it, and it was like they've won one in, like, 61 years.
Right.
That's technically three different generations of families.
Yeah.
Where you have not seen but one win.
Right. I don't
like get out, Lions fans. I'm sorry. I've been a lifer, but just like you don't owe them anything at this point. Cause you remember Chase.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like he was talking about the team earlier. He was like, yeah, he was kind of fired up by the coach's speech and stuff. And I'm like, well, I was like, just get out while you can. He's like, nah. He's like, I owe it to him, you know? And I'm like, you don't owe him anything. You're not a Ford. The Fords owe this city a championship.
Yeah,
they owe this city a championship.
Right.
And they owe, you know, the heartbreak and everything that comes with being associated with the Lions. They owe that to that organization because they created that.
Mm-hmm.
But fans, no, they owe you. They owe the fans so much more than they give them on a weekly basis. Like, even in the offseason, they just can't win.
And I mean, if you just think about like how loyal Detroit sports fans have been and what we've gotten in return.
Yeah.
It's a joke. It's laughable. We talk about it essentially every single week.
And you know, we talk about it with the other teams, but at least with the other teams, I've seen Pistons rebuilds turn into something.
Right.
I've seen Tigers rebuilds turn into quite a few championship runs. Didn't quite finish the job, but you got there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm watching the Red Wings go through a rebuild right now, and you know, you see some hope.
Yeah.
Because you actually have people in place that know what they're doing.
Right.
Like, and you've seen them be at the top. You've seen every team in the city but the Lions make it to the biggest stage of their sport.
I mean, they're too afraid for some reason to make the actual, like, the tough moves, mm-hmm. man. Like,
but you gotta take risk and pull the trigger.
Like, they're going to fire 3 GMs and, what, 6 head coaches before they let Stafford go. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you might as well just milk it for what it's worth right now. You got a lot out of the guy. He got you, you know, he's the best quarterback in franchise history. It's yeah. not even close.
Not even close, dude.
I mean, he essentially wasted his whole career. He might as well get something from it, you know?
Ooh, I just thought of something.
What?
I'm glad I did put that on that Kyrie bet. I should up to 100.
He's literally in fantasy.
Because, like, okay, so.
In betting mode.
Today was the anniversary of Kobe scoring 81.
Right, right.
Kyrie changed his Instagram avatar to that Kyrobi. Like logo that they did for with his crossover with the
yeah,
Kobe shoes.
Yeah.
Dude, he gonna, like, Kobe meant a lot to him.
Right.
He gonna try to ball out
yeah.
in Kobe's honor. He might try to go for 60 himself.
Maybe. Well, let
I
it ride.
Double up that bet.
I'm telling you,
I'm
man.
Debating.
He's gonna come in here next week scratching his fucking neck.
I'm gonna just be, I need more bets.
Yeah.
What do you mean? I need them.
So, no Antonio Brown for the Bucks.
Nah.
Hurt his knee against the Saints. Not playing this week.
Yep, unfortunately.
But they do have Vita Vea returning. On
that's
that
a plus.
That's a huge
that's
plus.
That's a huge plus because Vita Vea is going to be very, very useful in
yeah,
this
man.
Game.
Yeah, man. That's extremely helpful. You saw how Green Bay beat the Rams.
Mm-hmm.
It was by running the football. Like, yep. yeah, Aaron Rodgers had pretty – he had good command of the offense, not going to lie.
Yeah.
But, I mean – Tampa Bay, that run defense is going to stop you. They're going to force Aaron Rodgers' hand. Like,
oh, yeah.
If there was a person that you want to be on the other side of that, it's definitely Aaron Rodgers, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, he's going to have to go out there and he's going to have to prove, he's going to have to win the game.
Yeah.
Tom Brady's going to show up in the fourth quarter. It's going to be a shootout. They're going to make you earn it. Who do you like to win this game? Come on, Chris. Who's the money going on? How much you put on one of your teams?
Dude, I didn't bet on anybody on this one. I'm not even going to lie. But I'm going with Tampa. They punched Green Bay in the mouth earlier this year.
I know.
And I'm sorry. Like, Green Bay is a team that has to show me that they're actually better than I give them credit for. Because too often I've seen them get in this position. Oh, the Packers are going to win this game. They're going to go to the Super Bowl. We were just here last year.
Mm-hmm.
The Packers were going to steamroll the 49ers.
Mm-hmm.
They had no answers for the Packers. They were looking great on both sides of the ball. There was nothing the Niners could have done to stop them, even though they beat them earlier in the season.
Yep.
And this is exactly what's happening. There's no way the Packers can lose to the Bucks. They're going to win. Aaron Rodgers is going to go to the Super Bowl. He's going to play Pat Mahomes, blah, blah, blah. It's Green Bay's year. No, I don't believe. I do not believe.
I would love to see Tampa Bay.
I would love to see it. And, you know, they will be the first team to ever play a Super Bowl at home.
Oh, shit. It's in Tampa?
Even though technically they'd be the away team in this case.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah.
Well, it's going to be filled with a bunch of, like, frontline workers anyways.
So, Miles, did you know that I was a doctor?
Yeah. Yeah.
You're a doctor too, aren't you?
And I was your head nurse.
Oh, let's, there we go.
We're going to Tampa.
We're going to the Super
Bowl,
we're
going to Tampa
yes.
Bay, baby.
Tampa Bay.
Yeah, that's not our podcast. That's we were
what?
We were attending the hospital, sir.
Right, sir. Every Friday night.
We show up in scrubs.
Exactly.
With Tampa Bay on them.
I come in with my Mahomes scrubs like, sir, what are you doing? Shh, don't worry about it.
I just got off of a long shift at the hospital.
Yeah. But yeah, and then they're going to actually, this is going to be closely watched too, how the NFL does it with their fans for Super Bowl. Because WWE's having WrestleMania at the same stadium.
No
in
shit.
April. Yep. And they said this is going to be the first time that they're going to have fans back.
Yeah.
They're going to do it a 2-night event, Saturday and Sunday night.
What, WrestleMania?
Mm-hmm. Because they did it last year.
Yeah, I remember that. And it was all like filmed like a movie, right?
Yeah, pretty much. Like some of the matches were cinematic style, but yeah. it actually was good.
I know a lot. I know you were hyped about it. A lot of people were talking about it.
Because I like it the better that way, because when they do it just normal, it's including the pre-show, I think it's like a 7 or 8 hour show.
Yeah, dude, they have like a panel and shit.
Yeah, and it's like you have matches during the panel and stuff. Woo, good block. But no one wants to sit there just 7 hours. Like, you eventually get bored of that shit. Mm-hmm. So why not split it up into two nights?
Yeah.
Yep.
That makes the most sense. Wait, so it's going to be another outdoor one?
Yep.
In Tampa? Yeah. That's pretty
dope,
man.
So one of the wrestlers, Kevin Owens, last year he wanted to do a spot where he jumped off of the pirate ship. And he's like as soon as they announced that it was going to be in the stadium in Tampa this year,
yeah,
he instantly posted a picture of the pirate ship. And it's like,
oh, boy.
Oh, he's going to try. I'm like, I want to see it. I want to see it. Why not?
You're talking about like the huge ship on the stadium, right?
Dude, I love spot monkeys in wrestling, where they just try to find whatever they can climb up on. Because, dude, that's why I used to love watching Shane McMahon wrestle back in the day.
Yeah.
He wasn't really the best wrestler, but Shane will climb on anything he can find.
Yeah. You name this event SummerSlam, and he's coming off the cage, you know?
Dude, like, it was one where he was climbing up, like, the stage itself, and a guy was chasing him with a kendo stick. Smacks him in the back of the kendo stick. You just see his body go lifeless and fall off of the thing that he was climbing.
Like the Megatron thing, right?
Yep.
I saw that live.
Dude, and then I think my favorite one was him against Kurt Angle at King of the Ring. Like, I guess he cost Kurt Angle a match, and he was like, no, fuck this. I want a match against him tonight. Dude, he literally suplexed him through the plexiglass stage.
Oh, my God.
And it wasn't just one part. He did it through, like, two or three of those fucking plexiglass that weren't supposed to break. Like, you just see him picking him up for the second when Shane's body is just like, I'm good.
Yeah. I mean, you've seen him lifeless at the end of some matches and pay-per-views, and it's like, oh, boy. Like, that was actually impressive.
Dude.
You're the boss's like, kid. You got to prove something. You got something to prove.
It's like, dude, you actually come out here with a chip on your shoulder.
Right. And,
But, yeah, I'm excited.
Never mind. I'll keep the next comment to myself.
Oh, that's cool.
It's
cool. Go ahead, man.
No.
It's all good.
I was just about to bring up the Bills-Chiefs game.
My homie.
I was going to say something about Stephanie McMahon whoring herself out. Meanwhile, he's doing all that. But, yeah, Bills-Chiefs. Beasley's good to go.
Yep.
We're a big fan of Cole Beasley on this show, if anyone doesn't know.
Man, Steve the Pirate is a trooper.
Yeah, man. We've been preaching about him for a couple
for
years now.
Because he's a fantasy he is a fantasy football savior.
Yeah.
You need 10 points. Steve got you.
Well, shit, this year it was like you need 20 points.
He was dropping 20 balls on you like crazy. It's like,
every game.
Man, that was a hell of a pickup for whoever got him.
Yeah, I think... A playoff team got him in our league, and I think it was to replace, like, John Brown or something.
Dude. Yeah.
Mahomes, the concussion and the toe.
Yeah.
They both look good to go, right?
Yep, they look good to go. The toe will probably bug him a bit more, but, you know, it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
He was, but I mean, even with the toe bugging him in that last game, before he went out in the game, he was still looking good.
Yeah.
Dude, that rushing touchdown, oh, my God. Did you see the shot that they caught of him, like, just kind of stopping on a dime?
Yeah.
Dude,
yeah.
It reminded me of, like, that Michael Jackson poster where he does it. I'm like, dude, I fucking need this in a man cave.
Right.
Like, it's one of those pictures that you have to get framed. Whoever took that picture, fucking eyeball.
Right.
Like, man.
I mean, that game, that was the most interesting game last weekend.
It was, yeah.
And, I mean, obviously the drama built with, you know, Chad Henne coming out there.
Anything is possible.
Yeah, man. I mean, he threw that punt right to the Brown safety, and it's like, oh boy, oh man, Cleveland's or Cincinnati season, or not? Where am I going with this? Kansas City season
is over.
But didn't end up being the case. Chad, like you said, anything is possible. Man, he went out there and
he balled. He earned it.
That last drive, those last two plays were beautiful, man.
Man,
that was nice. I mean, the run that no one expected.
Yeah, at all.
Yeah, and then he
lowered the shoulder.
Yeah, and then he calls the dummy, like, we're gonna draw you off sides, and actually throws it in. I mean, that was it was beautiful. It was perfect play calling on both.
I loved it. I was like, this is so beautiful.
Do you give Buffalo any chance to beat KC?
Of course, dude. Buffalo ain't no slouch.
Yeah,
like, they're a damn good team, which is why I honestly would have preferred Baltimore over Buffalo. Because if it was Baltimore, Baltimore wouldn't have had a chance. They would not have had a chance to win that game. Buffalo actually has a shot to win.
The reason I think they could win the game is just the way that the game script's going to play out.
Yep.
By the way, if you haven't bet the over yet, that's an over to bet.
This is an over to bet.
Neither team, well, KC doesn't have to run the football, but I don't really think they necessarily can at this point right now.
I don't know. Darrell Williams looked good.
He looked okay. Buffalo cannot run the football. They're going to be passing. This is going to be probably one of the highest passing yard games that we're ever going to see in an NFL playoff
And you know
game.
Why KC has the edge, in my opinion?
What's that?
Because Josh Allen is going to have one of those lapses late in the game when it's close where he reverts back to his younger self of playing. And he kind of throws out a lot of the stuff that made him so good this year. He's going to take a risk. He's going to try to go across the middle. And Honey Badger is going to come down with it. And that's going to be a key play in the game. Keep an eye on Honey Badger the entire game. He will be what dictates how it goes.
I could totally see that happening.
Because, dude, it's just
Josh Allen has proved me wrong every step of the way. And it's not like I've been a naysayer about him. I just think, like, I just remember Josh Allen. But he hasn't had a team around him like he has right now.
Yeah, he hasn't.
Like, he's going to put that ball on Diggs.
I mean, realistically, to me, the key matchup to watch is Tyrann Mathieu and Josh Allen. Because guy lines up all over the field.
Yeah.
He'll rush the quarterback.
Yeah.
He'll play safety. He'll play corner. He'll play linebacker. Like, he's going to do whatever it takes to get a play. And he'll make plays happen as well without even necessarily making the tackle.
No, I agree with you. I 100%. Couldn't have said it better myself.
I mean, I am a huge fan of the guy, too, but you know, it's also bad. But, you know,
I mean,
but there is also
the flip side of that. I mean, KC, as long as Mahomes is out there, you really don't see them losing a football game. If there is a team that's going to come out there and beat them, it's one of the last three teams that are left. Buffalo's definitely got a shot. I think Josh Allen is playing like a freak out of his mind, you know?
Yep, he is.
He's definitely earned like this fourth spot with these. He belongs with these four guys this year. You know? Talking about Brady, Rodgers, Mahomes.
Yeah, like,
you know?
This is, and I saw something earlier. It was like, is this possibly the greatest Final Four of quarterbacks that we've seen? And it just might be.
It might be.
It honestly might be the greatest Final Four of quarterbacks that we have seen.
Yeah,
because
usually we get,
time.
You know,
you
Eli
get that one
Manning.
Guy that shouldn't be there.
Yeah.
You know,
an Eli Manning.
Trent Dilfer's there
Joe
for some
Flacco.
Reason. Yeah. Auto playoff Joe Flacco was a different breed.
Well, that's the same with, you know, a lot of these guys. Like, Eli Manning was a different player in the playoffs.
Yeah.
You know?
Nick Foles.
Right. You know? This very well could be the best four that we've ever seen.
Ever. Yeah. Because it's legit.
It has to be.
You got three guys that are Hall of Famers, no doubt.
It has to be.
And you've got a guy that, if his career stays on the trajectory it's going, he will be a Hall of Famer.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, with the way that Josh Allen's played this year, I mean, we're talking, like, you know, one of the better quarterback performances.
Like, he's
actually,
to me, he deserves MVP honors.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
I think Josh Allen should get it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm kind of rooting for Buffalo just because I want to see him go through a flaming table.
You know, that's the only reason why I kind of want to give them a little bit more hope, too. Because I really want to see it. I doubt he does it, but I really want to see it,
right.
You know? Because I know the Bills going to be like, hey, cut that shit out.
Right. He's the type of young wildcat that'll do it.
He will. He'll try, yeah. Dude, did you see, like, the clip where Gronk literally forgot what conference he was in?
No.
He's like, all right, yeah, AFC championship game, Gronk. We in the NFC.
He's like, what?
Oh, well, I've been to so many AFCs, you know, it's the same to me.
Right.
It's a championship game.
Is that what he said?
That's basically his response. It's like, dude. Like,
yeah, another conference championship.
Oh, man.
Me
like,
and
never changed,
me and
Gronk.
Tom freaking Brady.
Right.
We got one more thing to cover.
Mm-hmm.
I told you we probably wouldn't. There's still a long list of shit that we didn't get to.
Yeah.
McGregor and Poirier.
I'm going Connor.
I knew we wouldn't get through it. Connor put him not necessarily to sleep, but he got the TKO in the first round. First one. It was under 2 minutes, I'm pretty sure, in the first time around. Obviously, both fighters have evolved. Poirier is not a joke whatsoever. But just that one-hit power from Connor, what he's just planning to do, and this is just kind of the step of the way. Khabib's out of the way. He's got nothing to worry about. You know? I think I like McGregor a lot in this one.
Yeah.
But don't sleep on Poirier, man.
No, like, it's like to say it's a write off for Connor to win. No.
Right.
Because it's like, dude, like some of the betting odds that they got, like, oh, Connor to get a first round knockout. I'll put money on Connor to win, but not the first round knockout. Yeah. I think Poirier is going to be expecting the first round knockout since Connor's trying to go for it anyway.
But can you stop it? You know,
like, that's the thing.
Because that's what happened in the first one, first round knockout, you know?
Yep.
I don't know. I don't see it this time around. I think McGregor's a little more focused.
He's
a little more into like winning the fight.
Like he's, because it's weird. This is like a good mix of eccentric Connor, but at the same time, focused Connor.
Right.
Like he's found that medium, and I like it because he's still going to sit around and taunt.
Of
like, he sat there when they asked the question during the press conference about Khabib. He's like, oh, he's coming. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's typical Connor.
Yeah.
But then he's not out there. He better fucking come or else I'm going to come and disrespect his family. Like,
yeah, he's
no.
not throwing, you know, ladders through windows
exactly.
of buses or anything.
You know?
Did you see, I think it was yesterday, might have been today, actually.
Mm-hmm.
He was sitting there doing an interview, and he's like, oh, that looked like Max Holloway out there skateboarding. And sure.
Dude,
and
I love watching the interviews of him talking because his dialect is just so funny sometimes the way he says stuff.
And the girl was like, oh, it probably is. He's been out here skateboarding like all week. He goes, oh, I thought that looked like Max Holloway out there skateboarding. All right, you guys got my terrible Connor impression. I think that's our show,
man.
Right?
Who the fuck is this guy? And now we've got mines.
Right. I mean, we've got enough content to go for another hour, but I think we'll call it here.
That's cool. That's cool.
Yeah, follow Chris on all of his social media bullshit.
Right.
Twitter.
Follow us on ours, too, you know.
Well, that's what I was talking about.
Yeah.
I don't open that. I don't look at that shit.
All right, that's fair, man.
I probably shouldn't have just announced that to, like, on the air.
Right,
like,
come on,
hey,
Miles.
Man, you know all the social media stuff we're supposed to be engaged with? And
come
like,
on,
I don't
Miles.
Even look at it, you know?
Like, what are you doing?
All right. I meant all of the social media stuff I pay attention to at all moments of the day. That's what I meant. Follow us on there. Like all of our stuff.
Yeah.
Fucking share the podcast with a friend. And what else we got?
I don't know.
Don't get a crazy gambling addiction like Chris is.
No, it's not even a crazy gambling addiction.
I've watched it develop over the hour, okay? Every 10 minutes, this guy's got his phone in his hand.
Right now.
Every 10 minutes, this guy's got his phone in his hand going, all right, I'm going to put 50 on this.
Hey, look, I feel attacked right now, man. Like, he's not letting me be great at all, okay? Like,
hey,
this is horrible.
Go for it, but I'm not floating you $1,000 when, you know, next week when you're like, okay, so listen, Miles, it was a sure bet.
But I got this other sure bet right here.
And it's gonna be
a guarantee.
And it's gonna be like Tulsa, Oklahoma State over under fucking college basketball game.
Like, look, I guarantee you LeBron's hitting the game winner tonight.
Yeah.
There's no fucking way that's happening.
He's like, I put 500 on it.
Then it happens and we're both just sitting there like, oh shit, we should have put money on this.
See, that's not the mentality we need for.
No, it's not. It's
just, like, no, it's not.
Every day.
All right, that's our show.